Izu Garmamiya. This means Garmamiya Sheladon. This is the city called Garmamiya, which is in Edom. Why? Shalmolohein. Because if they should go forth, Shalmolohem Yoitzin, Machriven Kolalum Kulai. Heis Esav and Garmamiya, them two, those two together, they could destroy the whole world. It's like Hashem shouldn't give this Malchus. Rashi says, Shein Malchus Vime Yedim. That's from the place of Edom. That's what Yaakov was davening to Hashem. V'yomar Rebbe Choma Bachanina. Tolos Meya Ketiri Tagi Iko V'Garmamiya. In this city, Garmamiya, know there are 300 crowned heads, like special people in Garmamiya of Edom, Shel Edom. These are people from Edom. Vaita Utlos Meya, there are also 300. Veshishin Vechamisha, and 65. Mar Zavni, Iko Veroimi. There are these type of, like, chief men in Roim. There are 300 in Edom and 365 in Roim. Uvachol Yoim, now every single day, Nafti Hani Liapi Hani. Like, one of this set and one of that set goes together. Umakatli Chad Menai, they have like a duel, a fight. And one kills the other. One gets killed. Or Mitradi, and they also have the trouble, Liukmi Malko, of appointing a king again. Since one gets king, one gets killed, they have to appoint another king. Right. V'yomer Rab Yitzchok, in Yoy Melochodim, if somebody would tell you, Yogati, like I troubled myself to look into something, V'loy Mitzosin, I did not find it, is our time, and don't believe him. If you work hard, Rashi says, you got the Torah. If you work hard to understand the Torah and you say you don't know it, don't believe him. Somebody says, I didn't work hard, but still I found it. You should know Al Taiman, and also don't believe him. Because you have to understand Torah, you have to work hard. Yogati or Matsosi Taiman, but if somebody says, yes, I worked hard and I understood it, I understand it, then you can believe him. The Gemara says, now, Hani Mila B'divri Torah. This is only said about learning Torah, that you have to work hard, and then you'll understand Torah. Avo B'maso Matin, stop doing business deals, one with the other, that is Siyatu Min Hashemaya. That's like help from Hashem. So sometimes you don't work so hard, and you could become very rich, and sometimes you work hard, and you don't become rich. So Gemara says, now, is that true, L'divri Torah? Now, the Gemara says, well, Divrei Torah, even about learning Torah, is lo yamorin elu lechadudi. It's only said to become smart, like to sharpen your mind. If you work hard, you'll get it. If not, not. Avol yukum egirusam. But to remember something, like Rashi says, but tishtakach lemenu, that you should not forget your learning, that is siyata min shemayihi. That only comes siyata de shemayi. Hashem has to help you for that. In other words, even though you learned and know it once, but it's possible you'll forget it unless you have special Siyata D'Shemaya. V'yomer Reb Yitzchok. Reb Yitzchok says, "In Royis Rosha, if you see a Rosha, Sha'ashor Mesachekes Loy. You see a Rosha, a wicked man, that something's in his favor now. Things are going like he has a good mazel right now. Things are going good for him. He's Alocha Al Tizkar Bom. In such a thing, you should not start up with him. Like, stay away from him. Shenema the Pasuk says, Al Tizkar Bom Reim. Like, don't start up with the Mreim, with the bad people, with Rishoyim. For lawyer, not only this, El Shadroch of Maslichin. He's going to have Atzloch in what he's doing. Shenemar the Pasuk says, Yochilu Drochov, Becholais. That he's going to have a good, he'll have a prosperous way all the time. For lawyer, not only this, El Shazoicha Bedin, he'll also win in judgment, he'll also win. Shenemar the Pasuk says, Moro Mishpatecha Minegdoi. That the judgment is above, out of your sight. In other words, sometimes he'll be zeich even bedin. For lawyer, not only this, el shiroye besoynuf, that he sees he sees the happiness over his enemies. He'll be able to win over his enemies. Shenamar the pasuk says, kol tzuroyrov yofiach behem, like all his enemies, he puffed at them, like he just blew them away. So Gemara asks now, ain't it's not this way? I have omer Rabbi Yechon said mishum Hashem ben Yechoi. That mutil his garis b'rishoyim v'lo mazir. You're allowed to start up with the wicked people, in this world. You don't have to be afraid of them. Shenema the Pasuk says, Oizvei Torah yehalal rosha. People that leave alone the Torah, they'll praise the wicked people. Avavishoyim rei Torah yizgarabam. But people that watch the Torah, They have a right to Yisgaru to start up with the Rishoyim. Don't be afraid of them. Now, don't think they're the big shots. Don't think they're the rulers. You could fight back. So, Vitanya, we also learned that Rabbi Doistoi Brab Mosun Omar, Mutil Yisgaru Rishoyim Ve'lo Mazeh. Yes, you're allowed to start up with the Rishoyim in this world. You do not have to be afraid of them. V'yimlach Shechodim Leimel. Somebody would say to himself, "I." The Pasuk says, "V'artischa B'mrayim." Like we learned before, it means that don't start up with the Rishoyim. V'yatekana B'yosi Avlo, and don't start up with the people that do wicked. The Teretz is Mishaliboy Noik for Yomekein. People that have something wrong with them, like Rashi says, they have a virus themselves. They're afraid. So they say this Pshat the Pasuk. They're afraid to start up with the Goyim. Because since they have something wrong, they have the Raveiris, they're afraid of the Goyim, or the Rishoyim. But really, that's not Pshan the Pasuk. Really, the Mor says, Elo, Al Tischa Bamrayim. What does that mean? Liyas Kamrayim. Don't be friendly with them, don't do bad like they are. V'yatakana B'yaisi Avla, the same thing. Liyas K'yaisi Avla. Don't start doing the bad that they do. But if you want to fakat the opposite way, start up with them to stop them from doing bad, or else to show you're making a protest against them, that other people should learn not to do like them, that you're allowed to do. The Yom of the Pasuk says, "Are you kind of libcha v'chatoyim?" So, your heart should not be look up to the Rishoyim. You should fight them. So here at Smashim, you are allowed to start up with the Rishoyim. So Gemara says, "Like Kasha, there's no stira. Ha be milu didei, ha be milu deshemaya. For regular things, you shouldn't start up with them. Anything, own business matters, the matters between you and them, you should not start up with them. But milu deshemaya, if it's a question about the doing averis and people are learning, or they're stopping you from doing mitzvahs, and you want to fight them that they shouldn't stop you, that you're allowed to. Milu deshemaya, for Hashem's sake, you're allowed to start up with the Rishoyim. Pi boy yisem, another terrace will tell you like this. Both of them are talking about your own private matters. For Lekashan, still there's no stira. I'll tell you, ho betzadik gomer, ho betzadik shein gomer. It depends. If you're a tzadik gomer, you're allowed to start up with the goyim. But if you're not a tzadik gomer, then you're not allowed to. The Yomer Rav Huna said, "My dichtil, what does the Pasuk say? Lomos tabit boigdim, tachrish bebola rosho tzadik mimenu." Like, why should you look when the bad people, the wicked people, are like swallowing up a tzaddik, that's a tzaddik mimenu. So mashmu the Rishoyim will win over us. So the diyuk is a tzaddik mimenu b'leya. He'll only win over if he's just a tzaddik, like we're more of a tzaddik than the Rosha. But we're not a complete tzaddik though. Mashenkein tzaddik gomor, if the person is a tzaddik gomor ain't a b'leya, then he doesn't have to worry about the Rishoyim, they won't win over him. So that's the teretz. If you're a tzaddik gomor, then you're allowed to start up with the Rishoyim. The boy is saying another teretz is really anybody's allowed to start up with the Rishoyim. But here the first Gemara that says not to shah misachekes loishani. If you see that the Rosh has a good mazel now, things are going his way, everything is very good for him, he's smiling like everything is going good for him, then you have to watch out for him. Benachnam, in the case where he has a special mazel that's good, then you are allowed to start up with the Rishoyim.
And like the Pshat the Mashor says in Brochus is that you don't have to be afraid, like if you start telling the Goyim, the Rishoyim, they're doing things bad, that they'll come to fight back with you, like maybe to Sakona to start up with them. That you don't have to be afraid of. It's about you doing things L'Shem Shemayim, you don't have to be afraid the Rishoyim will take revenge back on you. Moses Vaita Omar Ula said, Italy shall Yovin, like Italy shall Yovin of Greek, Zekrach Godol shall Remi. This is a great city, a big city of Rome. It was 300 passos by 300 passos. The Yeshba Shisa Shvokim, it had 365 different marketplaces. Kiminyan Yemoisachama, like the amount of days in the year of the sun. Now, the Kotin Shebakulim, what was the smallest marketplace there was? That was Shomarchi Oifis. That was people that were selling birds, poultry. That market itself was 16 mil by 16 mil. It was pretty big, a pretty big marketplace. He's the king, like eight, every day in a different one of them. has had so many, that 365 marketplaces, so every day the king ate in a different marketplace. V'hadarbo, and whoever lived in this city, is afalpi shena nolodbo, even though he wasn't born in that city, still notel pras. He would be able to take a portion of food from the king's house, like mibeis hamelech. V'hanolodbo, somebody that was born in that city, is afalpi shena darbo, even though he doesn't live in the city right now, is also notel pras mibeis hamelech. He has a right to take a portion of food from the king's house. Now, shloishesh alofim beibani yeshboi. There were 3,000 like baths there. In this city, there are 3,000 baths. V'chomesh meyesh chalonis. And there were 500 windows, malin oshon, that the smoke was coming out outside the wall. So it's partially means from all these bathhouses there were, so there was so much smoke there that there was 500 windows where smoke would come out from. Now, Tzidu Yechod, one side of it, of this city, was Yam, was the sea. The Tzidu Yechod Horim, one side was big mountains of Gvoyas and hills. Tzidu Yechod Mechitza, one side was a Mechitza wall, Shabaraz Alamet, or iron wall. The Tzidu Yechod, another side of it, was Chusas Matula, was like Rashi says, pebbled ground, or swamps, in other words, Mokam Avonim Katanis, place of very small stones.
Yes.
Now the next Mishnah talks about in a case when you have two adars, when you have an extra month to the year, or when you have 13 months to the year, so the halacha is there's an adar each and an adar sheni. So it's a shayla exactly which adar is Purim. Does Purim come out Yudalid adar rishon or Yudalid adar sheni? Who are then the halachas nageya to the parshias? That means we know before Purim or during afterwards we learn four parshias. That's Parsha Shkolim, then Parsha Zocha, then Parsha Poro, then Parsha Achodesh. So it's also a question, if you read it on one month, does it help for the next month or not? Or do you have to read it on both months or only the second month? Also, it's a shaila about a hespit and a tainis. Which month is there an issa to fast? Is there an issa to say a hespit? So that's what the Mishnah and next Gemara is going to start talking about. All right, you can turn over. We'll start the Mishnah on the other side. Just in the other side, start a little bit before, that's where the Mishnah will start. Yeah, Mishnah says weiter. Koru esa Megillah b'yad harishon. If they read the Megillah on Ad harishon, this year at the beginning they didn't think there'll be a second Adar, there'll be 2 months. They thought there'll only be one Adar. And it came Yudalad b'ad harishon, they read the Megillah. Then v'nesabra Hashana, after Yudalad Adar, that's when the Chum decided to make another month Adar this year. What's the locha? Koran oisa b'yad sheni. You have to read the Megillah over again next month on Adar sheni. When it comes Yudalad Adar, you have to read the Megillah over again. But the Iker din of Adar always, the Megillah is always an Adar sheni. When you have two Adars and an extra month in the year, you always read it the second Adar. Now, ein bein Adar Rishon liyad Rasheni, there's no difference between Yudda the first month and the second month, el Kriyas HaMegillah o Matanas Levyonim. That the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is on the second month, Yuddalid b'Adar, and what the Matanas Levyonim is also the second month. Rashenka will see in the Gemara for other halachas, they have the same halacha. Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are both the same halachas, only Mikra Megillah and Matanas Levyonim is later. Masheikin on Adar Rishon also, you're not supposed to say a hesped, you don't fast then, it's also Ksas Yomtiv. Just the Megillah, Matanas Lev Yoinim, that is only on Adar Sheni. So Mora says, Holy Inyan, what? Mora says, Holy Inyan, say the Pashiyois, Zev Zeshovin. But again to the Pashiyos, Rashi says it means, Pasha Shkolim, Vizocha, Uporo, Vyachodesh. We know there are four special Pashiyos we have that time. That first comes Pasha Shashkolim, that's the beginning of Chodesh Adar, then you have Zohar, the week before Purim, then you have Paraduma, the week afterwards, and Pasha Chodesh. The Namba Masnissim, the B'nai Yir, the Noigim B'Adar, it applies to Adar, Mash Mezeh V'zeh Shovim. That means Shrashi Shim Korim B'Rishoin, and Tzorach Lacht of Likras B'Sheini. If you read Pasha Shashkolim on Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishoin, you do not have to read it over again on Adar Sheini. That if you read it on the first one, it helps.
Shkolim, Zohar, Poro, it helps. So many must be some little Mishnah go like the Chura Loi Tanakama Veloi Reb Elezer Reb Yosi. It doesn't go like either one of these two, and Vaita Veloi Reb Shimon Gamliel. Our Mishnah can't go like Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel either. The Tanya we learned like this: Koru Esa Megillah V'Yad Harishin. If somebody read the Megillah on Yad Harishin, V'Nisabru Hashana, and then after Yudal V'Yad Harishin, the Bezdin decided to make another month of the year, to make another sheni, the locker is Koru Noisa V'Yad Harishini. You have to read over again the Megillah the next month on Yad Harishini. Why? She'kol Mitzvah Shenehegis B'Sheni Nehegis B'Rishin. That's what he yells. All the mitzvahs that apply to Adesheni also apply to Adarishan, Chutzu Mikra Megillah, excluding Mikra Megillah. That's the only thing that Badafka applies to the second month and does not apply to the first month. Yeah, this is the Tanakhama. All the mitzvahs of Nehegim Besheni are Nehegis Barishan. Reb Lezer, Reb Yosi Yomer, and Koran Oysa, B'Yad HaRasheni. No, you don't have to read the Megillah in Yad HaRasheni. Why? She'er kol mitzvah shenheges b'sheni, neheges b'rishin. He also knows just the opposite. All the mitzvahs that we have in Yad HaRasheni, if you did it, you read the Megillah in Yad HaRasheni, on Yudalad bin Adar, on your Yotza. That's Reb Yosi Shita. That's Reb Lezer, Reb Yosi. Reb Shimon Megamliel Oymer, Mishum Reb Yosi, Av Koren Oysa B'Yad HaSheni. You could also read it on Yad HaSheni. She'kol Mitzvah Shen Heges B'Sheni, Ein Heges B'Rishin. All the mitzvahs that apply to the second month does not apply to the first month. V'Shoven, everybody agrees that the Hespid, Uvetayne Shasurim B'Zeh B'Zeh, that Zion Yudalad Ad HaRishin, and Yudalad Ad HaSheni, you can't say a Hespid and you can't fast. That's also on both months. That everybody's masking too. Reb Yoyim Abba, also the Chamish Asa V'Shneim, you can't fast and you can't have a Hespid. Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, for the Gemara, first of all, Haino Tanakama. Nechura, he's saying the same thing as the Tanakama says. What's the Machlokes? They're both saying that the Mikra Megillah is only the second month and not the first month. So what's the two Shittas? Reb Papa, Seder Pasha Yisika Benayu. That's the Nafkamina about the Pashias. The what? The Tanakama Savar, Lechatchila B'Sheni. The Chathilah, the Parshish, is supposed to read Ad HaSheni. But the Ovid, Barishan, let's say you did read the Parshish, you read Parshish Shkolim, or Parshish Zohar, an Ad HaRishan, is Ovad, it's good. But the Ovid, if you read the Parshish the first month, that's also good. Barim Mikra Megillah, the only thing that even though you read it the first month, it's no good, you have to do it over again, is Mikra Megillah. The Yafagav, the Korob Rishon, even though you read Mikra Megillah, the first Adar, the Lachari is Korob HaSheni, you have to read it over again on Ad HaSheni. For Reb Lezer, that's the Tanakhama. For Reb Lezer, Reb Yosi Sovar, Afilo Mikra Megillah, even Mikra Megillah is also the same Halacha. That Lechatchila Barishon, he holds no, not the same Halacha, he holds different altogether. That Lechatchila, you could do all of them in Ad HaRishon, and even Mikra Megillah could be done by Ad HaRishon. Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel Savar, Afilu Seida Pashoyis, even reading the Pashoyis of Shkolim and Zohar, a Kora Barishin Kori, if you read it Barishin is good. Don't forget, a Kora Barishin Kori B'Sheni, he holds even the Pashoyis also. If you read it in Adarishin, you have to read it over again. So that's these three Shittas. So where says Namani? Who does our Mishnah go like? E Tanakam, if you want to say our Mishnah go like Tanakam, Kashya Matonis. It's a Kashya Matonis. That our Mishnah says clearly that Ein Ben Ad HaRishon Ad HaSheni El Kizm Gilu Matanis Lev Yoinim. That Matanis Lev Yoinim, if you do the first month, it doesn't help. You have to do it over again the second month. And the Tanakhama only says Mikra Megillah, you have to do over again the second month. But everything else he holds, if you did it the first month, for the Evad Yoitzim with the first month. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah's Mashmah, there are two things that you Badafka have to do the second month. Even Matanis Lev Yoinim. The Tanakhama only says Mikra Megillah, he doesn't mention the mitzvah of Matanis Lev Yoinim. E Reb Lezer Reb Yosi, Kashi Nami Mikra Megillah. He's like Reb Lezer Reb Yosi, for sure Mishnah can't come out. Because he holds, even for Mikra Megillah, if you already read the Megillah in Ad HaRishon, you do not have to read it over again. He holds Mikra Megillah also is good in Ad HaRishon. And now Mishnah says not like that. Mishnah says even though you read the Megillah already in Ad HaRishon, you have to read it over again in Ad HaSheni. If you want to say a Mishnah goes according to Shimon ben Gamliel, it's kasha seder pashoyis. It's a kasha about the seder pashoyis. That our Gemara's mashma, our Mishnah pasha zev zeh shavim. That if you read the pashoyis in the first month, you're good. And we said according to Reb Lezer, according to Shimon ben Gamliel, the pashoyis also don't help. If you read the pashoyis the first month, you have to read it over again the second month. So our Mishnah is not like him either. So Gemara says, "Li'erlam Tanakana, Tanakama." Hatay really our Mishnah goes according to the Tanakama. But Tana Mikra Megila v'hu adin matonas levyoinim enechanami. The Tanakama also agrees that he says the only thing that's not good the first month is Mikra Megila, but his maskim pashiyos are good the first month. Aye, the kasha was his mashma only Mikra Megila you have to read over again. But if he gave matonas levyoinim the first month, it's good. Teretz says no. He also agrees v'hu adin matonas levyoinim. That what? That if you gave it the first month, it's no good. Now that we have another sheni, you have to give over again the matonis another sheni. Why? To ho'bohotayu, like we had before. Matonis lev yoinim is totally when you read the Megillah. At the time when they read the Megillah, that's when the yoinim come around to collect the matonis. So since you have to read the Megillah over again on another sheni, the melo, that's the locha, you have to give matonis also another sheni. So melo, our mishnah goes according to the Tanakama. The boy is saying another teretz I'll tell you is liyolim of Shimon Gamliel. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to Shimon Gamliel. Or masnisin chasurim echzra, and our Mishnah is missing something. Vochi ketoni. This is what it really should say in our Mishnah. Ein bein arba osor shebad harishin liyudalit shebad harasheni. There's no difference between when you have these 2 months. The day of Yud Dalet Adarishim and the day of Yud Dalet Adarsheni, Ela Mikra Megillah Watonis. That's the only difference the Mishnah has. That if you read the Megillah in the first month, you still have to read it over again the second month. The same thing, Matonis Lev Yoinim, even though you already gave it, you have to give it over again. Hol Inyan Hespid Vatainis, Mashenkin, if you have a mace to say a Hespid, or else if you want a fast, Zev is Zeshovin. Then they're both equal. That you're not allowed to fast to say a Hespid or not a Rishon either. The ilu, but say the pashorius leimari, but it could be our Mishnah is not talking about the say the pashorius. So maybe the Mishnah goes according to Shimon Gamliel. Now Shimon Gamliel says that if you read the pasha and the rishon, you have to read it over again and the sheni. Maybe our Mishnah agrees to that also. That the Mishnah says ain vain that they have the same halach as the rishon and the sheni. It only means for hespid and for tainis. But maybe for the pashias, if you read Mishkolim on another rishon, you have to read it over again on another sheni. So maybe the Mishnah could go at that also. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Hilchosok Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Let's talk at Alocha. Shoma Mishum Rabbi Yosi. That what? That even if you read the pashias to say the pashas Shkolim or Zohar on another rishon, you have to read it over again on another sheni. Omer Rabbi Yechanan Ushneya Mikrecha Doshu. Everybody dashes the Machlokes is totally in one pasuk. How do you dashen here? Hey, so what din does other Rishon have? The pasuk says V'chol Shana V'Shana. Purim has to be the same Allah every single year. V'chol Shana V'Shana we have Purim. So we dashen like this. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yosi Sava. V'chol Shana V'Shana every year. What does that mean? Ma Kol Shana V'Shana. Just like every single year. Adir Hasamach L'Shvat. You know when Purim is. It's the month after Shvat. Is Avkan Adar Asamach L'Shvat. This year also, even though you have 2 months, so what? The Ikka Purim, when do you have to read the Megillah? Bedavka Adar Rishon. That's the Pasuk, the whole Shana Mashana. Every year, Purim is always the month after Shvat. So Melo Adar Rishon is the month to make Purim. Reb Shimon Gamliel Savano, the whole Shana Mashana every year. My Kol Shana Mashana, what does it mean? Every year has to be equal. That means, my, just like every single year, Adar HaSamach LeNisan, you know when usually Adar is, that's the last month of the year, before Nisan. Is Avkan, who Adim, when you have 2 Adars, it's Adar HaSamach LeNisan. It's the second Adar, that's the month to make Purim, to have the Kriyas Megillah. So Mar says, Bishleim, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yosi, Mistar B'Taymer. It's Mistar, like he says, D'yei Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Like true, you have both ways to look at it. Look at it every year, Adar comes after Shvat. But look at every year, Adar comes before Nisan. So it's a svara, do the mitzvah as soon as possible. It's a svara, they mavirin ala mitzvahs. Don't jump over a mitzvah. So since you have a svara to make the Kriyas Megillah the first Adar, because that's the month after Shvat, Nuhur, he's right, you should go bust the first Adar. So, Mela, Reb Lezer is good. Elu Rav Shimon Gamliel, my timer. Why does he say skip and look at it? It has to be the month before Nisan. What do you skip for? As no Nisan. Elu Shimon Gamliel, my timer. Omer Rabbi Tovi, timer the Rav Shimon Gamliel. Mismach Gula Legula Odif. The svara is more of a svara to put Gula Legula. Like the Gula's Mitzrayim came on Nisan. And who had the gula of Purim, Achashverosh, came another. So the svara to put the Purim next to Pesach, that's the svara. So Melo, when you have 2 months of Adar, you have to push off the Purim to the second month, because then it should be near the gula of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Pesach. We have Lezu Amar, time of the Reb Shimon Gamliel Mihocha. You know what his svara is like this. The Yitzir, the Pesach says, Lekaya Mesigeres HaPurim Azois. Keep the days of Purim, Hashenis. Says the Pesach Hashenis the second. What does Hashenis mean? Rashi Bachodesh Hasheni. So Rashma, you make Purim the second month. So what does it mean the second month? It means when you have 2 months of Adar, you make Purim Tak in the second month. That's the day of Purim.